Speaking with none other than Jack Poet Volkswagen, new car dealer to the crowned heads.
I deal with all kinds of heads, Mr.
I am Aleal Invri, the Shah of Armenia, and I would like to order a new Volkswagen limousine.
Certainly, you want the standard 1969 model in Imperial Black.
Yes, but with a few extras to meet my exacting taste.
I'll just write them down.
Write nothing! There are spies everywhere! Listen and remember! First, I should like the entire car encrusted with precious gems.
Check.
And I want the crankcase oil scent.
How about patchouli?
Gesundheit. Huh. Then I want the motor replaced with 10 perfectly matched camels.
But the motor's in the back.
Turn the camels around.
Uh-huh.
Replace the Naga hide seats. The Naga is a sacred animal in my country.
Check.
And extend the back seat 12 feet to accommodate my entire harem.
Well, I hate to lose a sale, but why don't you just buy a big Cadillac?
A Cadillac? When my people are starving?
Don't walk a mile for a camel. Come to Jack Poet Volkswagen, 5944 North Figaro and Highland Park. He'll be Turkishly delighted to see you.
The lazy lights are pretty. We may end up in Mexico City. But listen to her daddy's song. Making love is wrong.
Oh, Porgy! Oh, my!
Porgy!
He's coming, mother.
Ooh, we're just busy riding, sitting in the back seat of my car.
Guys, just at the age when you're looking for an interesting and exciting career in the military, get into the sky where they can't find you, higher than you've ever been before, behind the border, as a proud member of the free Mexican Air Force.
Yes, skimming low out of border canyons and across below sea level salt flats, you'll be jockeying the big birds, B-25s, flying uncounted tons of contraband into these United States.
Yes, spreading Mexico's natural resources is a really fine job for any young man of military age. So take off with guys like me in the free Mexican Air Force.
Sitting in the back seat of my car.
Thank you.
This is it. Doctor, give him that really big disease. Now, patient, can you hear me? You've got 10 seconds to tell us what you've got. And for the last time, beat the Reaper!
I think I feel... I don't know, whatever... Whatever it is, I want to die.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. That's not correct. You didn't beat the Reaper. Doctor, bring the patient out and show the amphitheater audience and all the folks at home just what he's contracted.
According to my careful prosthesis, this man has the plague.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome.
You've got the plague. Well, isn't he a good sport, folks? We'll be back in just a moment with our next patient, but first...
The plague.